And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Every week, another middle schooler joins us, and today it's Liam. Liam, how are you?
I'm great.
Where do you go to school? What grade are you going into? Give us all the fun info.
I go to St. Luke's Catholic School, and I'm going into seventh grade.
Anybody you want to say hi to today, Liam?
I'd love to say hi to my grandma in Chicago.
Oh, that's so nice. Hi, Grandma.
That's sweet. What's your grandmother's name?
Cindy. Grandma's awesome.
Yeah. I love that. All right, Liam, go ahead. Give us the first news story of the week.
Mexico lost to England in the World Cup, so the soccer season is over. But the rain might bring a big win to the country after all. Starting in late spring, a wetter-than-normal El Nino has brought rich rains across the country. Almost half of Mexico has been dealing with a six-year drought. At this point, Mexico has seen over 90% of recovery, and it's looking like it would be drought-free come October. Lots of benefits from this, including better access to fresh water for homes and farming. I'd say that's a win.
You know, Lake Powell and Lake Mead are at historic lows at this point right now, Anna. And you know what happens every time that drops a couple feet? They find more bodies.
Thank you, Raven.
Yep, they certainly do.
That was not where I was planning to go. I had no idea that Mexico had a six-year drought.
If you didn't know this, Liam, Anna's very concerned with droughts.
I get worried when there's droughts.
I have
a fear of being dehydrated. I have a lot of issues with the lack of water.
Congratulations, Mexico. Good luck.
Who and what is Timothy? This is what local residents of Seattle were wondering after seeing a viral clip of a short-spined raccoon roaming through their town. This now-famous trash panda, affectionately named Timothy, has an impressively round body due to a rare genetic condition. He's captured the hearts of 8.3 million viewers and the eyes of Washington Governor Bob Ferguson, who recently named Timothy the Washingtonian of the day for the inspiration and his resilience.
So he's got a spinal defect that makes this raccoon look really rounded. But I love raccoons. And we also have a trash panda at my house that we call Rocket. And my husband has done everything in his power, Liam, to try to get Rocket to stop coming into our trash can. He puts a giant boulder on the top of our garbage.
Not enough. They have tiny little hands like humans.
No, he can't get in. And it makes me sad. Some nights I'll walk outside and I will purposely knock that boulder off because I'm like, Rocket's hungry. And I watch on the Ring cameras. He'll go in around like midnight, 12:30. He doesn't come out till like 3 a.m.
Because he knows. You guys are sleeping. He's got time.
He's in there. He's just wreaking havoc, eating all the garbage. And I'm like, he's not bothering anybody. Look how fat he is. He's so happy.
Right. Good luck, Timothy. We're rooting for you.
I hope Timothy is being well fed. All right.
All right.
Go ahead, Liam. You can continue. Liam.
Blockbuster movie Project Hail Mary starring Ryan Gosling, who is an out-of-this-world actor, has remained at the top of the movie charts all summer and is deserving of all praise. Project Hail Mary follows a desperate Earth's attempt to save the sun from sun-eating parasites. Ryland Grace, a one-of-a-kind middle school teacher, is sent into space as a last resort to save his planet. This book adaptation joined Andy Weir's roster of bangers, including The Martian, and is a must-see for all mankind.
Liam has tapped into this show's pulse right here. He's got his animal stories. He's got his science fiction.
It's one of my favorites.
So JetBlue has it as one of the movies you could stream for free. I watched it, and then I fell asleep about halfway through, and I cannot wait to rewatch it because it was so good. I can't believe I fell asleep and that I didn't get to see the end of it.
It's on Prime now.
Is it on Prime?
Yeah, it's on Prime
for free right now. So good. And it's like a great movie for a family to watch all together. And it's so outlandish and it's not anything I like. I don't really like sci-fi. But with the alien out there, and the alien is so funny and like it's so heartfelt. What a great movie it is. I'm so glad you brought it up.
It's outlandish until it happens.
Well, I mean, I guess it's only a matter of time. Yes.
Liam, I loved it. I thought it was great.
You were wonderful today. Thank you so much for being our middle schooler of the week.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you have a middle schooler that would like to be our student of the week, you can sign them up at annonraven.com.